ראש השנה, אני לא זובד חבת עשרת ימיהם תשובה, ותן זה תשובה. פסוק שד, דרשו השם בהימצאו, כראוהו ביותו קרוב. Seek God when he is, when he can be found. כראוהו, call on him at the time that he is close to you. Very strange sentence. Seek him at the time that he can be found. That means there is a time he can be found, there is a time he cannot be found. קרוב השם לכל קוראיו, לכל אשר יקראו באמת. God is close to anyone who calls on him at any time. As the Gemara asked, is there a time שהקדוש ברוך הוא נמצא, God is being found, and there is something, sometimes not, what? Hiding away? קראו ביותו קרוב, call on him when he is close to you. What do you mean the pasuk about? Said elu aseret emet teshuvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I designate these days to be easier for a person to make teshuvah. It's the nature of man. He is very busy the whole year. He's busy all the time. He can't every minute think about, I have to make teshuvah. Human being is a human being, even though he is supposed to every minute to think Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. And the Rambam said Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid Ze Kelal Gadol B'Torah, this most important rule for observing Torah and practicing Mitzvot. What does it mean Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid? I think all the time that Hashem is watching me. When I think this way every minute, I will never do something wrong. Today, if a person sees somebody that is embarrassed from him and he sees him, he doesn't do it in front of him. He doesn't do the wrong thing in front of that person. What she can if you think that Melech Malchei HaMelachim, the king of all the universe, that would watch him, he wouldn't do wrong, he would do only right. This is, of course, if a person would think about this rule, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Can we expect every human being and every one of us to come and think all the time, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid? No human being. 1 minute we may forget. 1 minute. If we remember 1 minute a day, that's good. That's a very difficult. There is a pasuk, Ashrei Adam V'yachshov Hashem Lo Avon. Pasuk in Tehillim. Fortunate is a person that Hashem will not consider for him any avon. What does that mean? Hashem will not see that he is doing any avon. That's a simple meaning of the pasuk. But some rabbis they come and said, fortunate is a man that reaches a level, Asher lo yachshov Hashem, because he didn't think about Hashem for 1 minute, because he said, hey, you made a big avon. You know who reaches this level? The greatest man on earth. But because he thinks about Hashem every minute of his life, 1 minute he didn't, hey, you have Avon. When do we think about Hashem? This is, therefore, to think about Hashem every minute, very difficult. Not every human being can do that. And because of that, we can't come and say, when you put certain time, few days, then a person can come and concentrate. I have to be careful these days, more careful. I have to do more of good things, eliminate wrong things. And that's why they come and say the person should be more hasid on these 10 days. Why? Don't come and say, does the law require me to do that? If the law doesn't require me, why should I do it? What do you want me to be? Hey, a great man? No, but the idea is, if you are doing more than what you're supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also will do with you more than what he should do with you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are coming, you treat your friend much better than the rest of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also will treat you better. Because how HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to treat you, his attitude towards you, will be what is your attitude towards your fellow man. That's what I said. If a person comes and says, I will do the right thing to my fellow man, those for whom you want to do more than what is right, I'll be also doing more. You're supposed to get punishment. We'll leave it out. But to be rewarded, God is going to reward you more. The way you do to your friend will do to you. And this is what they say, and I said to them, you should do more. They come, they say, for example, I mentioned that, I'd like to repeat that. We know that there are certain things we are not allowed to eat. Certain things we can eat, kosher and unkosher. Come, they say, even in kosher things, don't eat a thing that a goy cooks it. Even if the ingredients are kosher, if you can't eat it raw and he cooks it, he cooks meat for you, he cooks that. If he does the whole job from beginning to the end, you can't eat it. Why? Well, it's kosher. So I have it in my house. The goy comes, he just cooks it for me. He cuts the vegetables, he does everything, and he puts it on the fire. And I'm eating it. Nothing wrong with it. Now they tell you, Hachamim made this Isur Bishule Goyim. Why? There was a time that the Jewish people came closer to the Goyim. And this idea of he cooks for you and that brings you more and more closer. And there is something to worry that will bring that closeness, will bring intermarriage and so on. They came, they say, Bishule Goyim, I said, what do you do? Do something that the cooking will be done by you. Okay, let him cut the vegetable and do. Take the pot, put it on the fire. But you stir the pot. Okay, that means part of the cooking is being done to you too. They want to remind you, oh, this is, I can't be too close to Chas v'Shalom to come to into to go into assimilation. This is Bishule Goyim. The question was, okay, Rabbi, Bishule Goyim is asur. How about the bakery? He bakes bread, and the bread is kosher ingredients, isn't it? That's called pat paltar, bread of a baker. But today there is Syrian bread of Aladdin, Arabians, he's a goy, and he bakes it, well, it's kosher ingredients. You see, oh, you want it also, but being baked by a goy, is it allowed or not? Some they say, since this is not by private home, private house that he's doing it, a goy, private, but he's baker, nothing to worry about. This will be permitted. Some they say, no, it's also forbidden. What the majority opinion is, it's permitted. And Maran said, it's permitted. Therefore, a person can eat pat paltar. But he said, in Aseret Metshuva, he should be a little hasid. Since there are many, they say, not to, he should not eat it. That means do something b'fnim mishurat adin, more than what the law requires, in order that the Kadosh Baruch Hu also will be kind to you. This is the rule of Aseret Teshuva. They come and say, a person, he reads Torah. He has the nature to read already, a habit. He reads Torah half an hour a day. Then Aseret Teshuva, double it. Make it an hour a day. He gives charity. Whatever he gives, double it. That means to do more Mitzvot Aseret Teshuva, to show that he is really doing things in kind. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu are being kind to him. These are the things with Aseret Teshuva. They call them 10 days of Teshuva. And the Shabbat in between, it's called also Shabbat Teshuva. Come these days of Aseret Teshuva, there's change in the prayers, even the prayers of the weekdays. As we know, Zochrenu, Michamocha, Melech HaKadosh, Melech HaMishpat, Vuchtov, Sefer Chaim, Avinu Malkenu, and so on. That there is changes because of Aseret Teshuva that brings more awe and feeling that a person has about these days, because days of judgment. And what is Aseret Teshuva? This day of judgment is Rosh Hashanah. What is Aseret Teshuva? Therefore comes the Gemara and said, Shelosha Sefarim Niftahim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there are three different books. There is books of the good ones. There is books of the opposite. There is the books of the middle man, the average man, 50-50, half and half. The Syrian people say, that expects me, Rabbi, to be a great man. And I have 1 hour this way, 1 hour this way. They say in Arabic, they say, Sa'ala al-Bak, Sa'ala Rabbak. They say, 1 hour for your enjoyment and 1 hour to God. He's sharing it, 50-50. Okay, they don't tell him, don't enjoy it in the proper way. And as the Gemara said, Yachol Adam Liot Naval B'Rishut HaTorah, a person can become the worst man on earth, and with the permission of the Torah. Right. He comes, he sits down from morning till evening, table is set, the bottle's over there, he drinks, he wants to feel high, and that, of course, to drink too much also he can. He eats, what does he eat? He goes to a glad kosher store, he buys glad kosher meat, makes shish kebab. He drinks and he eats, he drinks and he eats, the whole day long. Said, what are you doing? Well, believe me, the champagne that I'm drinking is kosher. The vodka is kosher. He takes everything kosher. And the shish kebab is glad kosher. Well, everything is kosher. I do it what the Torah requires. Do it the whole day. That's pursuit of Torah. And the way back. This is not the purpose of life. You eat kosher. And this is what they say. A person will become the worst. What is Ben Sorero More? Ben Sorero More, what is it? A child, young, before Bar Mitzvah age, he goes, he steals money from the house he wants. He's anxious to drink and to eat, to have a drink and shish kebab. And he goes, he doesn't have the money. He knows where his father put the money. He takes that money and he goes, he buys it. And he eats. They call him Ben Sorero More because he stole from his father in order to drink and eat. And there is a certain amount. How much did he drink and ate? The parents, the duty of the parents, to take this boy, bring him to Beit Din. This Benenu Ze Sorero More rebellion, this child, that's, they are obligated to do that. And then the Shomea Bekolenu, Zolel Vesovei likes eating and drinking only. Hey, they come, Bedin, they try to see witnesses, what did he do, what that? Take him, Shema Yisrael, a child, young. They take him, they stone him, they kill him. Rabbi Shalom, what happened? The Torah is so kind to a person. Said if a person reached such a stage, his young age, to go to steal money from his parents and go to do it just for these things or feel high and so on, imagine what will be when he goes up. They said, Mutav sheyamut zakai, v'yamut haya. Let him die when he is innocent, better than when he is already committing so many crimes. Imagine, what is food and drink can bring? The Torah didn't say he ate unkosher. He ate kosher, even glad kosher. He ate everything good. He drank everything good. Still unknown, they call him Ben Sorero More. This is what the Gemara said, Yachol Adam Liyot Naval Rishut HaTorah. A person can become the worst man and within the laws of the Torah. He tells you, I don't violate any of the laws of the Torah. But this is not the purpose of life. And therefore, when we come and say, what should the person do? Try to reflect. What does he do throughout the year? What does he do every day of the week? Where does he go? Where? Does he come visit, God forbid, places that's not supposed to be visiting? He goes to nightclubs. There are all kind of shows that not supposed to look at. Or not? And to come to determine that I'll try to limit myself from these things. and try to do what's good. How many shiurim of Torah did I attend? How many places, how many classes did I go? This is what a person should think on Aseret Yemei Teshuva. To give a din b'cheshbon to himself, an account. What exactly do I do throughout the year? That's what they want from a person, to think about this. That's why it's called Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and the Shabbat in between, coming Shabbat, is called Shabbat Teshuva. There are two names to the Shabbat. Sometimes you hear they call it Shabbat Teshuva. Sometimes among Syrian people, Shabbat Teshuva! They don't say Shabbat Teshuva. Shabbat Teshuva is understood because every day it's called the day of Teshuva. Aseret Yemei Teshuva. The Shabbat, that's the only Shabbat, Shabbat of Teshuva, that comes in the 10 days of Teshuva. But what's Shabbat Teshuva? You know, many Shabbatot, they are called after the Haftarah that they read. There is a Shabbat called Shabbat Zachor. Parashah that we read, Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. The Shabbat Hazon. What do we read? Shabbat before Tshua B'Av, Hazon Yeshayahu ben Amos. Shabbat Tshuva, the Haftarah of this week, Shabbat between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, begins from Hosea, Tere Asar, the prophet Hosea says, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elohecha, ki chashalta ba'avonecha, kehu imachem devarim, veshuvu el Hashem, emu elav kol tisa avon, vekahtov, unshalema farim sefatenu. The prophet says, Shuvah Yisrael, you're a Jew, return, go back to Hashem. When a person makes avon, goes away from Hashem. When a person comes, he makes the Shuvah. What the Shuvah? He goes back. Shav. What Shav? Returns. He returns to Hashem. He comes closer to Hashem. Shuvah Israel. Go back. Well, Ad Hashem Elecha. Go back until you reach God. Can you reach God? Well, there are, even Malachim can't reach God. What do you reach God? Ad Hashem Elecha. Come very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will testify that you did make the Shuvah. The person says, sure, I made Shuvah. Really? Is that in all your heart? You're banking on your heart. Why they bank? In order to say, please think about what I'm saying. But the heart will feel it. And he's banking. Where is his mind? His mind, we're somewhere on 42nd Street, I don't know where. And so, how is this one I'm going to meet tomorrow? I don't know, he or she, but whatever it is. He's going, thinking there, Hatan Aminu Pashanun, his mind over there, traveling over there. That's the question is, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can testify, knows thoughts of a person. We don't know. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Even Malachim don't know what a person thinks about. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. I said, the Gemara said, don't read it ad, say, Ed Hashem Elohecha. Shuvah Israel, until Hashem will testify that you really made Teshuvah in all your heart. Then that is the real Teshuvah. Ki chashalta ba'avonecha. When you make Teshuvah, the very first thing was chashalta ba'avonecha. Because you made a mistake to make avon. The term of the word avon in Hebrew is not mistake. You know, there are three names for avon. Het, avon, pesha. We say hatanu, avinu, pashanu. But all of them, we sinned. Why there is three words? We say hatanu, we made a mistake. Person sometimes he does something, veshogeg. Mistakenly, he did something wrong, not intentionally. The person woke up, Saturday morning, opened his eyes, dark, but all of a sudden, what did I do Shabbat today? He forgot. He made the Avon, Mishogeg. He didn't do it intentionally. That's Hatanu. Avinu, he knows something wrong and he does it. Why? He needs it. He needs the light. You have something, he comes, a person sometimes ate something, he doesn't know it's not kosher, he thought it's kosher. Then somebody told me, no, it's what you had I'm cautious. I didn't know. He made a mistake. But sometimes he knows. But he has appetite. He's hungry. He's doing it. Knowing this is wrong. And he does it. Okay, for some reason. But he does it intentionally. That's our one. But Pesha is worse. He didn't have no appetite to eat in that. Somebody told him, you know. He's pizza. I mean, he's not kosher. Really? Very heavy. Pesha. So bad. That's in spite. That's Pesha. Rebellion. Mored. That's Pesha. That's Hatana. If we start, what do we do? Oh, please, God, forgive us for all the mistakes we did. Okay, after a couple of times, I say, okay, I'll forgive you. Please, since you're kind to me, forgive me also for the worst one that I did, Avon. If it is like you go to a person, ask him for something, Lotan. He sees that he is accepting you and that. Can you lend me $10? He says, sure. Can you make it 100? He sees that the man says, okay, I'll give him. Please, you know, I need 1,000, if you don't mind. He has the courage to ask for more when he sees, if you start from the beginning with you're very big, he doesn't expect that. What do you want? You want something? But when he sees that, he tells him, okay, he acts more. This is hatanu, akala, kal tahila. You ask for something easier first, and then you go. This is what we do then. If he said, ba'abonecha, you did abon, the Nabi said, that means mezid. He said, ki khashalta, khashalta, means that you had an obstacle, that you were tripped. Tripped means something I do unintentionally. What's ki khashalta about? He said, if you make teshuvah, the Gemara said, teshuvah changes the abon from having severe punishment to take it light punishment. But sometimes the Gemara said, the teshuvah makes a person, every avon that you did, like you did a mitzvah, changing the avonot, the zechiyot. We don't understand. Once they say, they make it like a light avon instead of heavy avon. Once they say, no, the avon becomes like mitzvah. So it depends what kind of teshuvah you make. Teshuvah, there is two kinds of teshuvah. There is teshuvah, a person comes in. What happened? There's somebody sick in the family. He comes and makes teshuvah. Why? He worries about the person in his family. The person comes and says, Yamim Noraim. He's afraid, day of judgment. That's called teshuvah mi'irah. Teshuvah out of fear. What will happen to him now? He's afraid of some kind of bad things will happen to him. Not because really in all his heart he wants to make teshuvah, but he worries about something. Okay. So if you make the teshuvah, it's good. His teshuvah is good too. But makes it, instead of putting him death penalty, I can put him in prison. 10 years. Oh, big difference. 10 years in jail or death penalty makes it easier. This mezid becomes like shogeg, like you make something light. But kichashal davon, if you make teshuvah, but he said after that, said kehu imachem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem. It's not a very good. Make the real teshuvah. The Nabi said, "How emu elav kol tisa avon? We want you to forgive avon altogether. V'kachtov, take it like it is a good one. What is a good? Why? Why if a person makes a good, perfect teshuvah would be like a mitzvah? Does it make sense? A man made avon, you tell him you made a mitzvah? Yes. What happened? Because it's so difficult for a person that became accustomed to do wrong to make teshuvah. It's very, very difficult. It's very difficult. The more difficult, the more credited you are. Therefore, if a person was a very bad in Avonot, and he made the teshuvah as such that he feels very bad and tried to do it wrong, since it was so difficult, the more difficult it becomes, a bigger zechut for him. That's why תשובה מאהבה, changing the avonot into זכיות. There are many, many things that involve with this that I can go on and talk for a few hours just to explain about this, the difference between Teshuvah Me'irah and Teshuvah Me'ahavah. I'm not going to go very far to explain this. Just let me tell you, since we're on time, close the time of Kippur and Sukkot, said many times Kippur is the Teshuvah comes Me'irah. Yamim Noraim, they call them. Awesome days. Oh, people are afraid of these days. What be Day of Judgment? Kippur passes by, and people run to do mitzvot. That's good. And when they run, it will be you are doing something with joy, with happiness. There is a pasuk in Humash. The Torah said, after Kippur, few days, celebrate a new holiday, which is holiday of Sukkot. Sukkot is known for a few mitzvot. Build the sukkah, live in the sukkah, eat in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, if it is possible, weather permitting, and countries that they are warm countries, sleep in the sukkah. Not in this country, they can. It's dangerous. But that means the living of a person will be living in a sukkah. That's one thing, one mitzvah. There is another mitzvah in Sukkot, besides living in a sukkah. Make a holiday that you can't walk. Su melacha. First day, first 2 days in Hatzaretz, the last 2 days, that you cannot walk. There's another mitzvah. What is it? Arba'a minim. Take the 4 kind of things, pray to God. What do we take the 4 kind? What are those 4? One is food that you eat and also has a good odor. One, food that you eat doesn't have a good smell. One that has a good smell, no food. One, nothing, no food. That's all kind, 4 kinds of trees. Now these 4 kinds of trees, we take them one. We pray to God, please bless our year, bless our trees, because we get benefit from them, from all the trees, for wood, for oxygen, for different things. We get a lot of good things from the trees. We pray for the trees. If you look at the prayers of Hoshana Rabbah, what do we pray over there? All the prayers, it's written, oh, God bless our trees. And we mention everything. We mention the apples, the oranges. They don't leave a thing they don't mention. In the prayers of Hoshana Rabbah, we stay up the whole night. And when we come to Hoshana Rabbah, the prayer is very long. If you follow the words over there, you see they pray for all these things. Okay. As they pray for those things, they mention also the shape of each fruit, what does it look like. Say the etrog looks like the heart, the hadas looks like the eyes, the arava looks like the lips, and the hadas we said, the eyes, arava, and lula. Lulav like the spine. We know that the spine is the center of our whole body. That combines everything. God forbid if there is something wrong with that. The marrows in the spine, Shema Yisrael. What goes on the whole body getting paralyzed. But that there is connected with the brain. That's what connects the whole body, the spine. Now, what do we do? Oh God, please bless the Arava which has the shape of the lips. Well, they mentioned that. They tell you also, be careful with your eyes, with your lips, with your spine, with your heart. Have a good heart. What is a good heart? To be kind to people. What is eyes? Look at the right things, don't look at the wrong things. But Rabbi, you don't expect me to be a great man, tzaddik. After all, I walk on the street. Look at that, such a wonderful, handsome, I don't want to say very pretty. Okay. He wants to praise God, he said. He looks at her. And he has to say, Berachah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created such a beautiful woman. Yes. God knows. Im le'akel or le'akalkalot. if this is what he has in mind or something, or just for his own enjoyment or for to praise God. God knows that. God said, please don't talk. And he wants to be smarter than God. You know, I will look and I won't have anything in mind about thinking about her. I'm just thinking about God when I look at her. Yes, if a person reaches this age, this stage, let him go. Now, we said, Ve'al tevi enu lideh nisayon. Every day we pray, oh God, please don't test us. Don't bring us to such a stage that we will see things that will not be able to control ourselves. This is, let me not to do things with his lips, with that. I tell you, I don't know. Today I said to Mr. Chua, he's not allowed to talk. But we, our duty is to tell our people. I didn't know what happened. We prayed in the dome, second day of Rosh Hashanah. It was a terrible chaos. All the way people talk. It was never like this. I never have seen the dome, this one, for blowing the shofar. I couldn't take it. I spoke about this. I said, look, our people are wonderful. The world has three legs to stand on, like a chair with three legs. Now, three pillars that the whole world exists because of them. Torah, Avodah, Gemunat Hasen. Our people did so much for Torah. They supported the yeshiva, they made an appeal, and they gave plenty. Gemilut Hasadim, they made for UJA, one day for yeshiva, one day for UJA, they get plenty. But they neglect the third leg. And the chair cannot stand on two, must have the third. What is the third? Avodah, serving God in the prayer. We come here to pray, not to talk. And ask, please let us cooperate with them. This is something that reaches stage, I don't know. There is no way how to control it. People forget themselves. And the synagogue, they don't see each other for a long time. They become like a social place. That they want to see each other and to talk to each other. They're doing bad. It's unintentionally. Hasb shalom, no one of them means something bad. But there's negligence on fulfilling their duty properly. When we come to the synagogue to pray, one man called me up today. When he called me up, I said, listen, I didn't see you in the synagogue. Second day of Rosh Hashanah. He said, Rabbi, that was the first day. I couldn't take it. I went to my young Rishon to me and I said, oh, I enjoyed it. Because it was so quiet. And I enjoyed the prayer. Well, he meant good. He went there. It showed you that there is something. People that they are in it, they are surprised. The man that never stopped coming to Shalit Shem all of the time he comes. Huh? Must be the fuse that it goes off a number of times. Now, and this is, well, say, we are in negligence of fulfilling our duty in Kavod Bet HaKnesset. And it becomes like everybody talks, it becomes is nothing. I know that in Yerushalayim, always there comes somebody to ask him a question of law. Takes him with his hand, he doesn't tell him anything. He walks out with him, say, what's your question? Then he answers him. He's afraid that from the question of law that he will answer, he may talk one word, not about the law. Then I met him, the man who wrote this book, Kav HaHayim, Yaakov Sofer, I met him in Yerushalayim, Alav HaShalom. For a person, he would never say one word in the shul besides prayer and Torah. Nothing. They used to come to ask him a lot of questions. He takes the people out, say, yes, now you give me your question. Not in the synagogue. Don't ask me inside. Can you imagine how many people there is today? If somebody would ask me, I don't answer him, he would be insulted. I feel it's an obligation to answer him. But once you answer Torah, once, and then we come into the habit of talking in the synagogue. And we are we all are at fault. I'm not saying, I never told them you, we, I said. I included myself with them. And this is, we are negligent about it. It's, we have to see somehow how to correct it. One to the other, one to the other. I should not talk to him, he should not talk to him. They say, there is a pasuk, ואני חרש לא אשמע, וחילם לא יפתח פיו. David the Melech said, I am like a deaf who does not hear, and like a dummy that I won't open my mouth. He said, the beginning he said that he doesn't hear. They said, I'm like a one who does not speak. Why at the beginning he said he, then he said I. So because sometimes you tell a person, listen, what are you doing, you and your friend? I said, I'm not talking, he's talking. Yes, what are you doing? You're listening. If you don't listen, he will not talk. He said, if ani kaharesh lo ishma, I'll be like a deaf with a, I don't hear, then he will be uchilem lo yiftach pi, he will be like dummy who does not open his mouth. That means both are sharing the thing. Even the one who doesn't talk, if he is ready to listen, he waits for him to talk. Yeah. Good. He tells him about the stocks and he listens. He tells him about the score, he listens. And he talks about the game, how it was. This one just listens. You listen and he talks. You don't listen, he wouldn't talk. And this is what we come and say, "Kehu imachem devarim v'shuvah Hashem." Emru elav kol tisah avon v'kachtor. Change these averot into mitzvot. That means make teshuvah properly. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the teshuvah, to testify that you did it, a perfect teshuvah. Now this is why they call Shabbat Shuvah. Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. It's a beautiful haftarah if a person will pay attention, ending with the sentence, Mi'el kamocha nosei avon ve'over ha'pesha v'sherit nachalato. Who is a God like ours that forgives the avonot of the people? But the Manavi said, you know who will be forgiven? L'sherit nachalato. The person that he said makes himself like left over. He is nothing. He feels himself very, very humble. Anava. Because when there is anava, a person can make teshuvah properly. If there is no anava, if a person has a gaava, he can't make the teshuvah a perfect teshuvah. Then these are the things that a person has to think about aseret yemei teshuvah. And that's why they change the prayers. They put a melech hakadosh, a melech hamishpat. The king is sitting on yoshev al kiseh din. El melech yoshev al kiseh rachamim utek b'chassidut. He sits on his seat to judge the people. This is the time of judgment. That's why we say a melech hakadosh, a melech hamishpat. But when we come in, we beg, oh please, remember us for good. Zochenu l'chayim. Melech hafetz v'chayim, kotvenu v'chayim, ma'anach Elohim chayim. We repeat that four times. There are many, many perushim by these four times. Mi chamucha av rahman zocher tzura b'chamim l'chayim. We like merciful as you are. Uchtob l'chayim tovim, u'psefer chayim. Here again we repeat in four different places these things of chayim, because there are four different levels of teshuvah that a person will become better and better, and they will give him even better and better life. Now, when we come, all these changes in the prayers to stimulate something in a person to know that the value of teshuvah, what is the most important day? Comes Day of Kippur, Day of Atonement. That is the day of forgiveness. That's most important. As I said at the beginning, Shalosha Sifarim Niftahim Barasha. Three of them. The one that said, they look, how many avonot you did, how many mitzvot. See here, the column of the mitzvot is a long one. The column of the avonot is a short one. Then the majority is mitzvot. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, good year. The opposite, who knows what kind of suffering. There is one, the columns are same thing, equal, 50-50. What do? Wait. They don't give no judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Wait till Kippur. And even the one that was, the bad column was longer, still he has a chance. If we make a very, very strong teshuvah, teshuvah me'ava, deep, even that could be changed. There is a chance for him to be changed till Kippur. Comes to Kippur, the Torah said, what is the mitzvah of Kippur? The Torah said, Be'asor lachodesh ha-shivi'i yom ha-kippurim. Mekarkodesh yeh lachem kam lachal ot'asu. Ve'aniteem et nafshotechem b'tish'a lachodesh ba'erev, me'erev ad erev teshbetu shabbatechem. You shall fast on the ninth and the evening. Very strange, on the ninth and the evening. You don't say on the ninth and the evening. What should say? You should fast on the tenth day of Tishri, of the seventh month. What is on the night and the evening? But the Torah is emphasizing. Be careful. Don't fast before the evening. Fast in the evening. But the day before, don't fast. Which means, if you don't fast, you have to eat. Then the Gemara says, Kol ha'ochel b'tishri, ma'aleh alav ke'ilu it'ana tishri v'asiri. Why? If there is a mitzvah to fast on the tenth, why? Because God told you. And there's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth, because God tells you. Who tells you, when you do this mitzvah, you do this also the mitzvah. Therefore, just the same. If you fast the Tishrei Asiri, or you eat the Tishrei and you fast Asiri, you did what God wants you to do. You did the same mitzvah of the fast. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to eat. And they come the books and said, a person should even minimize his learning of Torah if he is a man that devoted to Torah. And read Torah all day, read less. To do this mitzvah, because the Torah is commanding you to do. Rabbi Ari says, you should eat five meals. Shema Yisrael, if you will eat five meals, become. That means the food that you eat, the amount that you eat, divide it into five. They don't tell you eat over limit. No, that's no good. But they tell you the food that you want to eat, eat it a little less and divide it into five. Nobody comes and says, you eat fish. No good to eat fish the whole day. Eat early in the morning. He said, the mitzvah to eat fish to show that, because whenever there is a celebration and that, you eat fish, you eat meat. Okay, eat light meat, like chicken. Easy to digest for the kippur that shouldn't be heavy on you. You come heavy from heavy food. There's a person, well, he wants to sleep. As I say, a person eats too much, he kicks around. Vayishman yeshuvum, vayirat shaman ta'avita kasita. Person gets fat, he kicks around, he doesn't care about anything in life. And I said, that means brings ga'ava a little. The food, excess of food brings ga'ava. Less food brings no heartbroken, anaba. Okay, take light food, he said. But fish, they say, you know, brings more of a feeling for something. I said, okay, don't eat too much fish at the beginning, because maybe it will happen something at night to you, there's an issue of something, you know, you mess the bed, it's very bad, becomes tameh, a kippur. So if a person will come night of kippur, will happen something, it's not good, it's not a good sign. And therefore, he should not eat those things that brings more heat into the body. Spicy food, they say, don't eat. Don't eat nuts. All this increases that there's something within the body that a person, there is a desire for something to, as a result of that. You eat this, eat it early in the morning, you have enough time. Till the night that will be already digested and gone. This is what they do warn us to take. And there are many things that they do on Erev Kippur. You see, people run right away. They come to put the tefillin to add another mitzvah. Again, to add mitzvot. They come, they go to the mikveh. Mikveh to become tahor. More. They come, they used to come in Bensonhurst. There used to be the mikveh over there, Magen David. So they have the mikveh in the shul. And all the people come. At least 1,000 persons, I remember, used to come on Yom Kippur to come to the mikveh. And before the mikveh, they come. Mr. Arama, okay, yes. Please, Malchut. They go to the Teva. They stand from north to south, not east and west. That's Shekhinah over there. They pick up the shirts. Okay, the back is open. He brings the belt, Arama. Vehu, Rahum, Mechaper, Avon, Velo, Yashit, Verba. 3 times Vehu Rahum. Vehu Rahum has 13 words. 3 times 39. 39 beating Malkut in order to save him from the Malkut, Chas v'Shalom, in case he made Avon and deserves to get Malkut, Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him with this Malkut, which is light, not to give him that big Malkut that will give him from heaven. Shema Israel will get a beating from there. They say that a rabbi came in Syria, he told the Shamash, okay, he wanted also to get a Malkut. He came from the Shema said, Chas v'Shalom, I will give a beating to the rabbi. No, no, no.